When it comes to game designers, you'd be hard-pressed to find one more successful in recent years than the Czech Republic's Vlaga Chvakil. 6 years or so ago, the Brno-based designer made his mark with the Civilization board game called Through the Ages, and since he has produced a slew of successes, including titles like Space Alert, where players have to cooperate aboard a space vessel in trouble, to his newest game, released by the U.S. company WizKids, called Mage Knight. It's a niche hobby, but within it, the designer has earned international recognition and success. As a student, Chvakil studied computer programming, and his thesis project was a computer game design. As a professional, it's no surprise then that he first made his mark in the video games market. But the drive to design board games, he says, was always there, projects he came up with for kids in what was the equivalent of a local scout chapter. The Brno Games Club, which goes back 20 years or so, has also always been a touchstone for projects, then and today, where new games are tried and tested by the designer, acquaintances and friends. Vlaga Chvakil himself told me more on a line from Brno.
For me, the Brno Games Club is very important. It is a place where I meet with people that play games with my friends, and it is much more fun to create games for people I know and to see their reactions and so on. That's for me personally, definitely, it's important.
In hobby gaming, there are two main schools of design. So-called Euros, games with shorter playing times and shorter rule sets that emphasize strategy over luck, and the American school, or Ameritrash, as it has come to be known in recent years, offering more complex narratives, longer rules and play times, and more immersive play. An example of a now classic Euro would be Germany's answer to Monopoly, The Settlers of Catan, which has sold more than 15 million copies worldwide since 1995 and has been translated into 30 languages. A famous American school title, though designed by Italian designers, might be War of the Ring, where Tolkien's hobbits make the difficult way to the land of Mordor while hordes of plastic armies of orcs and trolls sweep across the board. In terms of design styles, Vlaga Chvakil admits he falls somewhere in between, combining elements of both.
I am kind of between these two directions or two styles. I am not the only designer that is between them. I think that these two styles are influencing each other, and it is visible that new amateur games have much more Euro mechanics, but I'm going a bit different way, because instead of adding Euro mechanics to American games or American style games, I am rather incorporating the rich theme and maybe some bigger complexity to your games. I like indirect interaction. Yeah, the goal for a player has to be to do actions that he benefits from, but not actions that screw other players. That's, for me, much more positive type of interaction than just, now I will attack him and destroy his building or something like this.
Chvakil, as a designer, often relies on fantasy or science fiction themes for his games, and the reason is not just because they are popular among game geeks.
I always try to have a theme in the game very strong, and because I want the players to have some unique experience when playing the game, I always try in my games that the players can immerse into the game world. You can do something very epic. It is very difficult to do a game about conquering countries or exploring countries in our real setting, because all is explored here and so on, and you have to stick to historical facts. Fantasy or science fiction allows you to tailor the setting exactly to your needs and to the desired game format.
Creating intricate games, which can take anywhere from 1 to 4 hours to play, requires numerous skills, in which an understanding of mathematics and statistical probabilities doesn't hurt. Games can present simple to increasingly complex situations where players have to make both entertaining but also tricky choices. The narrative may be simple on paper and may play smoothly, such as an adventure in a fantasy world traveling through the land and gaining knowledge and power, like in Mage Knight, not unlike World of Warcraft Online. But the implementation is what can take many different forms, all of which have to balance out and have to be tested relentlessly. When it comes to concrete designs, creating a coherent world with its own consistent internal logic is no easy task. And after that, there are many hundreds of hours of playtesting among different groups before the game is released. Blaga Hvakil again.
Well, this is usually a big relief because, and this is the same with the video gaming industry and gaming industry, when you are creating a game, it is different from creating other product because you can always improve it. Yeah, you can always make it a bit better. And this leads to the fact that you are working on it to the very last minute, trying to do it as good as possible. And it has to go to printer this morning, and it is 5 o'clock at morning, and we still are changing some small details on the game and so on, and in the texts. And there are several sleepless nights because of that. And when then the game goes to printer and you can say, done, yeah. then you see, I usually am a bit afraid for sometimes because as you have said, my games are rather complex and I always have some feeling, okay, maybe I went too far this time and people won't buy it and people consider this too complex and so on. And then first reaction appears and if they are positive, then I am really relieved that it worked again. And when some enthusiastic response appears, that I say, okay, these many hundreds of hours and sleepless night were worth it.
At 40, Hvakil is not just a designer, he is also the co-founder of the successful Czech publisher Czech Games Edition, which has released a number of his own games, but also titles by newer up-and-coming talents. Still, he himself isn't giving up design anytime soon. He's always enjoyed making games for people to play. In recent years, as more and more innovative designs have emerged, and as some colleges and universities offer game design now in their curriculum, it has also become a common discussion in game forums to scope whether games can be art. Certainly there are elements that the two share, aesthetics and presentation from cover art to card and board illustration, and also there are narrative elements. Hvakil, though, sees games design more as craft. For him, there's at least one important distinction.
That really depends on how you define the word art. For me, games are more, let's say, craft with some artistic maybe aspects. I believe that commonly received meaning of art is that it goes from some inner needs of the artist, yeah, and he express something he wants to express. The fact that people then like it and admire it is not necessarily not the primary target. While when I am talking about this creative craft, what I am doing is to think about my audience in the first place. So I am trying to do games that people will like. And I think that's not what's exactly called art with the capital A. It is definitely creative work. I think you can do art just because you want to create art and you need to create art, and to ignore whether someone will like it or not, but it is not the case of board games.
Vlaga Hvakil has come a long way since his title Through the Ages, a civilization-building board game that was inspired by Sid Meier's famous video game, which made headlines in gaming circles and won numerous awards and accolades. Although he says he has other designs he favors, this is probably the one that made the biggest difference in terms of his career, and it also helped put Czech game design on the map. Vlaga Hvakil again.
If you publish successful game and a game that players appreciate, then you get recognized by them, and they are curious what next you will do, and you have much more opportunities. And also, it was, I believe, very good that it was published by a company named Czech Board Games, because it also make a Czech Republic visible as a country that can produce games, and it was really nice to read when next year we went to Essen show, the biggest board game fair in Europe, to read, I'm curious what those crazy Czechs created again, and so on.
Since then, other designers like Vladimir Suchý, author of Last Will, and Jiří Mikuláš, author of Space Bastards, have joined the growing number of names from the Czech Republic to watch, and Vlaga 2 remains one of the best. Just this week, his latest title, Mage Knight, was named Game of the Year by GameShark.com, and it would be surprising if it didn't make additional best-of lists. You've been listening to Czech Life, this time focusing on the work and success of Vlaga Chvákil, the Czech Republic's best-known game designer, and my thanks goes out to him again for taking time to talk to us here at Radio Prague.